are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Girl, hey, it's girl, the Dina and Greg hey. Show. How's everyone doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, although you keep fanning yourself like you sweat in the buckets.
It is hot up in here. It is hot all over LA today. Last couple of days, I've been sweating like a glass of water sitting out in the heat.
You a melting witch.
Honey.
Anyway, hi. So how's your day been? What's going on, Dina?
My day's been pretty good. It's been kind of relaxed and chill.
Yeah.
Just once again, I spend it all with you.
You waiting on the faggot all day long.
Because you've been taking your time.
I can't help it. I slept in.
Honey, which is weird for you because I got up at noon and I'm thinking, well, I actually got up at 11:30 or 10:30. Whatever. I was excited that I kind of got up early, but I stayed in bed still. And I'm all, well, Greg's probably already at Starbucks. And so I was like, okay, wait, I'm going to let this episode of Shocking Moments on True TV or whatever it is finish. And then I'm going to catch the bus and go to the Starbucks and get me some things at Target.
Some passion fruit tea at Starbucks.
It's not passion fruit tea.
Anyway, we went to a wedding. We need to congratulate our friends Sarah and Rich.
Yes.
For their wonderful... We went to this wedding on Thursday night. We're both going like, what the fuck? We're going to a wedding on Thursday night. And it was one of the best weddings that we've ever been to.
It was amazing. It was so amazing.
Up in Malibu Lake. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic.
It was gorgeous.
As soon as we got to the reception, it was immediate dancing. Like, there was no pause. It was, get your asses on the dance floor now.
And I never really cry at weddings. I never think about crying. But I was almost crying because I loved her so much. And I love her husband now. And
what did you wear?
I wore a... And it sounds tacky, but I wore a cute little black dress.
Not tacky.
It was for a wedding, and so I'm thinking, black, she's black. She thought it was a funeral.
And we made some friends there.
We did.
At the reception, and we...
Miss J. Anal.
Yes, J. Anal. So we made best friends with this girl from Northern Washington.
From Washington.
And she writes down her email address, and she's like, this is how you're going to remember. It's J. Anal, because it's Jana, Jana L. And so she was... was feisty. She was looking for some trouble.
Mm-hmm, she was. And I think the second oldest man in the whole thing was all about Miss Dina. He was like, I can sense you're a wild woman. I'm like, can you sense that? Do you have ESP? Is that what it is?
So, yeah, as we're walking out, because he's been gawking at her the entire evening.
All night. The whole time.
He didn't ask you to dance?
He didn't ask me. He looked like he wanted to, though.
What'd he look like?
Old.
He was still kind of cute, though.
Do you remember? He was kind of cute.
He kind of reminded me
of Anna Nicole Smith's husband. Yeah, first husband.
And at the wedding, there was this guy who won. What the hell is that show?
Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Don't Forget the Lyrics. He won on there, and so it was interesting to meet someone that was on one of those shows.
And he's really sexy, anyway. To me,
he's not sexy.
He is so sexy.
Not even after a night of drinking and then drinks in the morning.
No.
I've slept with him.
No. Well, you have standards.
Very high standards. Who got robbed a couple of weeks ago by their trick? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who got robbed?
Anyway, so with that, what else was there? I had something else to say about the wedding. Oh, yeah. We've turned into Will and Grace, apparently. Uh-huh. Like, the bad. It's not pretty.
It's so cute. It's perfect arrangement for me.
Get your credit card out. Write a check. I'm like, what the hell happened?
So who's Will and who's Grace?
We're still figuring that out.
Fuck y'all. I'm the woman.
So last night we had a fun little dinner. So hello to Tati and Alex.
Alex, hi, guys.
You're fucking cute. So hopefully you're listening.
Tati,
too bad you're going
so
back
adorable.
To Peru. So, yeah, and you just went home Friday night, didn't you? What was that?
I did. I
what was
worked
this?
Really late.
This hand motion.
It was, take that middle part out.
Oh.
Okay, so I just worked late and went home, and I was, because I was over life. I'm over life right now. I'm like, mama needs out of town for a while.
For a while.
So, yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, that was fun.
Yay, I'm really excited tonight because we have the Queers of Comedy in the studio.
Yay.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
We have the man.
We're excited to be here, actually.
I hope so, even though your camera's now gone.
We got arrested.
We got caught.
There is a sign in here bigger than life that says no photography. Naturally, we whip out a camera. That's what we
well, it's did. Behind us, though. So how? I'm like, well, behind
I saw it, but I said, know. Photography, that's snapshots. That ain't no damn video. He done came in, knocked over the camera.
Oh,
says,
no.
You can't do this.
So if we're not on the air too much longer, thanks,
no,
guys.
No.
So.
We've got to find a place for you. That's in your routine.
We're going to have to pay an FCC fine.
So let's get into some serious topics really quick. Let's you started out.
Okay. So I read an article on 365 Gay News today about gender testing in sports. There was a lady from, I want to say, Africa who was... who is being tested for gender.
Yes, they're questioning.
Yes, they're questioning her gender to whether she was born male or whether she's male. And it's really insane that this is all happening because, you know what? A little frail, faggoty boy walking up into a sporting event.
Right.
Are they going to be like, is that a girl or is that a boy? We want to test you. No, it's just when it comes down to women. In sports, and it's so unfair and so bad to me to see that they're targeting people that just because they're a little broader shouldered or they look more masculine, it doesn't matter if they're more feminine, you know, they're testing them for gender, and it's just really, really crazy.
To me, there was always like a continuum of like, how do they test for gender? Like, you're either, you know, you're man or woman.
They take down your panties. We want to see if you're tucking.
Check it out.
Right?
I mean, everybody.
Duct tape or glue.
Everybody's got a little bit of male and female in them anyway.
I guess they're checking their chromosomes.
Well, I think it should come down to whatever the runner has been, whatever category the runner's been running in their whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously it must be the women's category. Else right. She wouldn't be where she is today.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and if she's so great, doesn't matter what category she's in, she's
exactly.
gonna like kick ass no matter what.
Well, I think other women athletes think that it's an unfair advantage for male to female transsexuals to be involved
in their sport.
No, I think if she's been doing it this long, God bless her.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
And so they're calling for some people. Are calling for our people are saying that foul play. And we want to make international sports to be, you know, what is the word I'm looking
for? Let's just say that what would you propose to them to do with their what? In other words, if you've gone ahead and you are transgender, then you will enter in the gender that you've.
I guess that you're supposed to be born with, which is unfair.
Because
the hormones and everything that we go through as trans changes your body.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are certain physical things that are not changeable all the time, but you lose bone muscle mass when you're on hormones to transition from male to female.
Right.
So it may not completely even the field, but it makes it pretty close, you know? But then again, there's this... they want to make... we would like... I guess I would like to see sports, international sports, become a gender-free zone. Like, you can compete for whatever category you want to compete for, you know? It's going to make it a lot more competitive in certain arenas, but, you know, hey, it's going to raise the level...
You know,
it's just really interesting.
It's time for that too, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
I suggest a transgender gauntlet.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but there are a lot of
American Gladiator transgender.
Let's do the transgender Olympics.
Hello.
Oh, I love
what
that.
What does that consist of? Eyelash curling.
Girl, you know I'm all in that.
And be like, guess what I'm going to try to do today? I'm going to do the pole vault.
I did that last Friday.
I know.
I wish. Okay.
You got the gold medal, too. Okay, so anti-gay marriage foes don't take the challenge. A little article on 365 Gay News. Just going back to our favorite, Maggie Gallagher, who opens her mouth, but doesn't always keep going. Anyway, we talked about her a few weeks ago. She was accusing the
You talked about her.
Yeah, I don't even know who she is. Yeah. She was accusing the anti-gay marriage people of what's going on because basically the line that in here I love, proclaim same-sex marriage will destroy the country, but you can tell me how. Right, because no one can explain how it's going to do it. So basically that's what it was. And when they talked to David Blankenhorn, the president of the Institute of American Values, he didn't really have much to say. He just said, I disagree with those who say it will have no impact at all. But beyond that, I don't think you can say how it's going to happen. So
it's basically their statement was going to be, it's going to be another Sodom and Gomorrah. God's going to bring fire down and destroy the whole world. You know, I mean, you can't really, it's not going to change. Like they were saying in parts of Europe and other countries that have allowed same-sex marriage to be, have allowed it. God, I can't speak. That pretty much the divorce rates, the, you know, family values tend to be the same. It really doesn't change. It doesn't fluctuate. It stays the same, which is just proves the fact that whether you're same-sex, trans, hetero, you're people.
Right.
And when you get in a relationship, it's a relationship. And it's going to be pretty.
It's fear and ignorance and not just not being really knowledgeable on the subject, number one. Know. And number two, it's these people who are making a career out of, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum.
And it's creating so much fear in people in the Midwest or, you know, well, all over the country who don't even understand.
We're making leaps and bounds in the Midwest.
And you're part of the Midwest.
Yeah, actually, you can go to Long Beach and be
scared out of your mind. Go to Oklahoma, honey.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was shocked when, because we tour all over California. And we're so protected in our bubble in West Hollywood.
It's true.
During that whole no hate, no on hate campaign. All the signs are blue, blue, blue. No hate, no hate. You're like, oh, yeah, no one hate, no one hate. But you can go not but. How far is Long Beach? I don't even know. We fly. We take the jet to Long Beach.
Even in the valley, though.
Yeah, and then I saw a yellow sign. I was like, well, I've never seen a yellow sign. What is that? And it was like, yes, on hate. I'm like, oh, I've never seen one of them before. And they're all over, and they're right here.
I don't understand their argument, period. Because what happens to the people in Tennessee or the lonely farmer in Tennessee who's all by himself and all he's surrounded by is goats? Maybe he want to marry a goat. What's wrong with marrying a goat? They let him marry a fucking goat. I don't give a shit. I've loved a lot of goats in my life.
And that goat can have a goat for the maid of honor. Like.
You know, who gives a shit? I
just want to get married.
I want to marry my goat.
You just want a wedding.
That's all she wants. No, well, I want to be married, but I want a wedding.
This last week, when we were at the wedding, she was like, oh my, because the wedding was outside. She's like, oh my God, I can't have my wedding in Central Park anymore. My heels. They're going to get stuck in those. I'm like, oh, really? And you know, she's going to have like four Egyptian men carrying her in. Oh. Helicopter's going to bring her down. Like,
she'll come in riding a camel.
They had an outdoor wedding in August.
Uh-huh. Oh, honey. It was beautiful. Perfect. It was the perfect weather. It was in Malibu. It was like in this magical land in the middle of California. It was like
too hot.
It was like I felt like butter fairies were gonna swing by and say
butter fairies.
You know, I'm like, what? Bring me some butter. Put it on my.
They're
tail.
Fairies. They, you know, they travel with butter.
You know, it was like Wisconsin. It was like the little butterflies are gonna pick up your veil and then you kiss your. You know, it was like that. A and I expected tale. To see him. Totally that. And
woodland
I was like,
nymphs.
It lasts for one day.
Woodland nymphs.
I love woodland nymphs.
It's supposed to last forever.
It don't last forever. That is what the storybooks tell you, and it is a lie.
It is.
I want a wedding.
So, okay, let's go into media on the Gay Network, and I'm not talking about Logo. I'm talking about Lifetime. Project Runway started this week.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. Do you guys
love
it?
And it moved to L.A.
I know. Which is because fashion is moving away from L.A.
Yeah.
The remnants that were here. Now Project Runway moves to LA. Okay. What is that?
And Heidi Klum, did you guys watch it at all?
I didn't watch it.
Did you watch it at all?
Well, no, I watched every season. I just was, you know, I wasn't available this week.
Well, it was, it's my birthday. It was my birthday yesterday. Yeah. And on Thursday, I had a party, so they were not allowed to watch.
We had the tomato festival.
Oh, I had a tomato festival on
Teddy's
Thursday.
Teddy's birthday tomato festival.
Oppa! Because I grew tomatoes. Yeah. I had a big bumper crop. So I gave
bumper crop.
I had a bumper crop. No, I
don't
really, I
lie.
Had
the tomatoes actually aren't even ready.
They're not ready yet.
So we all had to go to Gelson's and buy tomatoes to make a dish with tomatoes in it.
Well, I did. I had my birthday. It's called a tomato festival. I had red flowers. Everything was red. You had to wear red.
Tomato festival.
It was. And then I bought a tiara at the Quinceanera store. And I said that, you know, I crowned.
I have 20. You should have dropped out of hell.
He crowned the person that brought, that person that was voted for.
The best dish.
By all of the, everybody that came.
Yeah.
And when you know it, his damn grilled cheese tomato sandwiches won. And so he
stupid grilled cheese. And I want.
With tomatoes.
No, it was delicious.
I didn't want to win because I wanted to place the crown on somebody. Right. And I didn't want
to
win.
He wanted to place the crown on himself.
They don't
around
make,
his
they
wiglet.
Don't,
we
they
all
don't
know
make
that.
Plus size crowns. So it didn't fit me. The sash didn't fit me.
Girl,
like,
honey, you shopping at the wrong place. Let me tell you
what
a plus
size. Called Miss Dina Martinez to find out where to get a sash in my size. Anyhow, I won. I won the tomato queen.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't watch
Project Runway.
Okay.
So. I was just saying, Heidi Klum's dialect is completely almost gone. So
she sounds like an American.
She, and I didn't even realize it was her at first. I was like, that kind of resembles Heidi.
But well, even in the poster with her hair up when she's walking down the
road. Oh, that dress is
sick. That dress is beautiful, but it doesn't look like her in her face. Oh, I mean, she's like, so pulled up. I was like, who's now taking over by
it looks like Dina Martinez.
Looks like Miss Dina Martinez.
And girl, you better be stopping by my store quick. She's listening.
I know she is. Hi, Miss Heidi. I'm impressed with the quality of the designers compared to past seasons. And I am so excited about, wait for it, the models of the runway.
I don't know what that is.
Why are they? Is
so
it different?
I have no fucking clue.
This year, after Project Runway, they do the models view.
Oh,
of
yes, that's right.
The whole. Ooh, girl, that's there's awesome going to be some
dish
drama.
There's going to be fishy.
Is it going to be a completely different, like, season?
Yes.
And so then
it's like 2 hours of Project Runway, period.
All the time. Except, it's not like a premiere special.
That's what I'm understanding it to be, and I'm really excited.
So, like, the first hour is about designing, and the second hour is
about
the
models.
Take on the designers?
Ooh, yeah, I'd watch that more.
It's just the models.
It's the models that, it's all about the models and their experience on the runway. It's like the behind the scenes with the models. Oh,
that's fucking awesome. That's kind of a great idea.
And you get to hear shit about the designers? Huh?
I'd rather watch that instead. Oh, especially just this first episode, the girl who got kicked off was fucking crazy.
Well, like, now we know that a girl got kicked off, so that just lets don't ruin it.
I'm done talking. Let's move on.
But I can tell you that her model didn't get kicked off because her model was first. Killing. That bitch stomped the runway, honey. I was like, stomp it in your bad outfit. And then you like to talk about.
Well, Top Chef, it started this week. I'm a sucker for Top Chef.
I'll watch it here and
there. I watch
a
few reality shows, and that's one of them. Anyway, that's enough.
I'd rather watch Paula Deen.
I love Paula Deen.
I
want a parody. We want to do a parody because, you know, the Queers of Comedy have videos on YouTube. YouTube us, Queers of Comedy. And
we were before we got here because we wanted to catch up on some of them.
And we want to do a Food Network parody where one of us plays Paula Deen, one of us plays Ina Garten, and one of us plays Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
And we want to have them all kill each other. Because
can we kill Rachel Ray first?
Well, she's going to die first, of course.
Thank God. Sorry, I don't like
but her. It's a toss-up between Ina and...
Oh, no, it's going to be a showdown between Ina and Paula.
I don't even know who Ina is.
Ina is the barefoot Contessa.
Oh, yeah, she's in the Hamptons.
She
has she
a little
husband.
Chunky girl with a little black
my
bob.
Roommate started DVRing that shit, and I need
really?
To watch it, I guess.
She's great.
Good. She
I
makes really
her.
Good stuff.
I,
and she has this fabulous lifestyle where she lives in the Hamptons, but her husband like works in the city all week long. So she's by herself all week long.
She's got all these gays coming over. They entertain. They drink. And then her husband comes home. She sees her husband twice a week. Now that's the kind of marriage I want.
I want a man who goes and makes money and brings money back
on Saturday and
brings back cosmetic surgery for me.
All I got to do is whip up a macaroni and cheese and sleep with him one night. I'm done.
Maybe a casserole on the weekend.
So speaking of STDs.
STDs, yeah. So Brazil, now in Brazil, I'm pulling this up. The Brazilian Health Ministry has created a website to let people inform partners they've got a sexually transmitted disease via email. And basically it says when the cards say... There's a young man in his underwear, and it reads, "Hi, I don't know if this is the best way to tell you, but I've learned that I have an STD."
I've seen that. Actually, they do that here, too.
Oh, you got one?
Huh? Yeah. My friend. It was a friend of mine. She's an STD diva.
It was hello. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, we went to look at all these cards, and they're funny, actually.
The emails, yeah.
Well, you get a card, and it's like two Band-Aids. STDs, and one like, no. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry. Yeah. You got gonorrhea now.
That's your drag name, Connie Rhea.
they got the kind of card that makes the sound like...
Oh, that's funny.
Applause.
That's a clap card. It's a clap card.
Where you open it you up, got all, clap. You hear, all you hear is that inside. It's, oh, wait, no, wait, all you hear is...
From your former lover.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. I think there's.
I love it.
So also, okay, going on. I love the strange news on my phone. I fucking love it.
What do you have? Strange news?
Yeah, on my. I just wait. Continue. What?
No, were you doing Britney?
I was doing Britney.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Do it.
Okay. I need to pull it up again. Sorry.
Oh Lord, keeping this.
A man with a Britney Spears tattoo. Name on his or tattoo of her name on his arms allegedly stolen a chihuahua with pink earrings from a South Florida gay bar. Brian, his name is 48, on Thursday said he spent 2 weeks searching for his 4-month-old pooch named Hudson Hayward Hemingway. Gay.
Oh,
gay. And yeah, and stole
with
it out
earrings.
Saw it in the bar and stole it. Yeah. Aww. Really?
Honey, that's Florida. We were just talking about there's something wrong with Florida, baby.
Hello. Somebody just wanted a baby.
Dude, you was in Florida. Where is that?
I just want the wedding. I just want the baby.
I don't want a baby. I am not a mother right now.
You are
I do
the baby,
not want to be a mother.
Though.
Hello. Hell I need to be taken care of. Now, also in celebrity news.
We're here.
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan, my heart goes out to you because I understand what it's like to get burgled.
She got burgled?
She got burgled. And they think it's an inside job, somebody that works for her, because they did not turn on the ding, ding, ding alarm.
That was her. It was that Sammy Rowe. What's her name? That lesbian DJ she's been hanging out with.
No, girl, no, I love her. She's on the up and up.
Lesbians, I love
are
you,
they still
you're crazy sometimes.
They go they back and crazy. Forth. They're lesbians. They go back and forth.
Of course. They have three
I love
cats
them.
And they
not
go back
always.
And forth.
I mean, hey, I love lesbians. I'm a les hack.
Well, she got her new blonde extensions. Did you see them?
Uh-huh. She's looking less white trash now.
She does, but they are not really good extensions. I think, Lindsay, can you not afford a better extension? What they look like came off of a horse's ass.
No, it just was like, you know, let me tell you, weaves grow out.
And yours and, did. It fell over and, your face.
And it just does it.
I want a weave.
Girl, you
gotta
don't.
Wake
I do.
I'm like, it hurts.
I'm sorry.
I'm like...
That is a YouTube video. That's a YouTube video of itself. You two going together to get
let's
weaves.
Go get weaves and film it.
Girl.
Because then I can say, weave me alone. Oh, that's old and tired. That's been done.
And that's the type of comedy that you can expect when you go to the
speaking of old, speaking of old and tired, you've been listening to the Dean and Greg Show with the Queers of Comedy.
Yay.
If you would like to call in, the number is 818-602-4929.
Yeah,
so, hello, boys.
Hello. Hello. I'm Teddy from the Queers of Comedy.
Hi, Teddy.
I'm Corey.
From the Queers of Comedy.
Hi,
and there
Corey.
Is a third Queer of Comedy, but he can't speak. He got laryngitis. He's just going to tap. So
tap
if you have a question, if you have a question for Mikey, just call it in and we'll ask him the question. He'll write it down and we'll just read you what he wrote.
You can text message Dina too.
Dina is so sad that nobody texts her. So
nobody
someone please text
me.
Her.
Someone text her during the show.
818-602-4929. Give us a call.
That's not my cell phone. No. So don't text that number.
That is the number in the studio.
Oh.
So, okay. So
I'm getting a text. Hold on.
Why are you getting a text? I ain't getting a
well,
text. Why ain't
text
nobody
me.
Love me?
They said, bitch, who are you telling that I'm sending gonorrhea cards? Oh, I'm going to put it on silent.
Oh, I know who that was. I'm going to call it out. Like, right here.
No. Tell me right now. Tell me
no,
right
we
now.
Not gonna, we
I
are
can't.
Not.
It could be my good friend, Mr. Snow.
No, Mary, please.
So, what? Okay. Your birthday was just going on, Teddy.
Yes,
you
my
just
birthday
had your
was
birthday.
Yesterday.
You had
yes.
the tomato festival.
Mm-hmm. The tomato festival.
Tomato fest. You know, I grew up on the East Coast. And on the East Coast, there were so many festivals. It was great. You had the strawberry festival, They had the garlic fest, and you went, and you just, it was so much fun. And here, you got to drive 16 hours to get to a damn festival.
That's true.
And every little town has one back home. Like every little town. Cranberry Festival, Park Festival.
You have apple butter, apple jelly.
We got a new fire hydrant festival, you know?
Here we have the Gay Pride Festival.
The Vagina Festival.
The Vagina Festival.
The Vagina Festival?
No, we don't have one. But we're creating
one.
We
do?
You're not been?
I haven't been to the Vagina. I haven't been to the Sunset Junction.
The Sunset Junction Festival.
Sunset was this weekend.
Sunset! That's right.
It's Sunset Junction.
So what are you guys up to right now? What's going on?
Oh, Corey, talk a little bit.
Get your
seriously.
What? Let's talk about Teddy and all his tomato festival stuff. She won. She takes center stage all the time. It's all right. It's Teddy's show. Everybody, you've been listening
There's
to the Teddy
Mug.
She got some crown.
On me, my Lord.
Girl, you better do it.
Oh, what have you been doing? We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of shows in September. We're going to be traveling and... October, November, and then getting ready for our holiday show in December.
We do a lot of things separately. We do a lot of things together, and it's always like one big, happy, fun thing. And we are doing a documentary filming it all.
Ooh.
So, Corey, tell them where you're going to be at. I'll tell them where you're going to be at.
Funny, I can see the camera out the window.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't be filming it. This is going to open the beach, or I saw it.
This is
going
to be the opening credits to the documentary, but that's okay.
You know what? We go get beverages after our show all the time, which you guys,
we do.
Invited, and, you know.
And if anybody wants to join us at Oil Can Harry's.
And so bring the camera out there.
Oh, we can do a little something like that. That's fun. So Corey is going to be appearing at Uncab Lab, which is an amazing show. Beth Lapidus, she has got this. She's a great teacher. She teaches improv. She teaches comedy. She teaches how to put together a one-man show. She's a genius. And she has this Uncab Lab where you go and you workshop your material. And then she has these big shows all the time. Well, Corey is, how would you say that, alumnus?
I'm an alumnus.
Corey's an alumnus. And so he's got a show coming up on Thursday, August 27th. That's this Thursday.
That's this Thursday, yeah.
At 8 p.m. at M Bar, which is at 1253 Vine Street, where you saw our show.
I saw your last show, right?
Yeah, that's like, that. Sorry, we love
guys. It's in my neighborhood.
It's in your hood, girl.
Yeah, Hollywood. Tranny Hooker would.
Hollywood.
It's Tranny Hooker. And then Wednesday, September 9th, he'll be performing at El Cid at 9 p.m., and that's at 4212 Sunset in Los Angeles.
Which is cute.
And then
she's going to give you the yellow book.
Then Tuesday,
yellow pages.
Then Tuesday, September 21st, he's at the C Word. What does the C stand for?
No, it's a Monday, September 21st. The C Word. I think it stands for, it's all women.
Comedy? Oh.
So I think it's...
Well, oh, so that's why they invited you.
Why are you doing it if it's all women?
Honey, haven't you seen what's doing that?
I guess. She still got that voice.
Cunty.
That's at the Comedy Store, and you all know where that is. That's up there on Sunset. And then he's going to be doing some skinny dipping. That is Sarah Taylor's show. She's a very funny comedian as well. At the Celebration Theater, which is at 7051 Santa Monica Boulevard, and that is on September 23rd.
That's right by the Target.
That's right by the Target, yeah. So we got shows coming up. Teddy is doing Bruce Daniels' show.
Okay.
At Ack Bar.
That's called Drunk on Stage. I'm going to have to do some practice.
Drunk on Stage, September 22nd. You don't have to do any practice. You practice a lot. Enough.
Oh, my Lord. She's airing out my dirty laundry right here on the
Wait, Mikey is writing something down.
What's Mikey doing?
I don't know. I can't read it.
Oh,
read
Mikey
it.
Canceled his show.
Oh,
Mikey, what are you...
Mikey canceled his shows because his sister's moving to Italy. The world has
he had to get her. Stop. He had to get her on
with a zoo, right?
With a zoo.
With a zoo.
She has
Mikey's,
three dogs, two cats, five birds, and
that's why
Mikey two children
has laryngitis because his sister is moving to Italy for 2 years. Her husband's in the military. You need to see him.
He's
cute, right?
I was about to say, honey.
He is cute,
and his sister's adorable. We love her.
So his sister, the brother-in-law, the two kids, dogs. They got two. I walked into Mikey's apartment today. He had two parakeets flying around. It is Noah's fucking art in here.
They fly all that to Italy today.
And then the big QOC show where the three of us perform together is at M Bar once again, and that is on Wednesday, September 30th at 8 p.m., which y'all need to come to that show too. So that's fun. All culminating in, don't forget, this is far in advance, but we do a big benefit every holiday, every Christmas, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. Got to be peace.
What do you want to call it?
Hanamanza
Christmas.
Kwanzaa, yeah, that one.
Last year it was called Bottoms and Bows.
Yes.
This year I think we think it's gonna be called
Fairy
Tales. Fairy Tales.
Oh yes.
Tentatively
Fairy Tales.
Yes.
Tentatively titled.
It's called Taints and Tints, though.
That's good. I like that.
That's my favorite.
So that
like
is
that
we donate all the proceeds from our holiday show to we pick out one charity. Last year we did EQCA, which we were talking about the equality, and we love that. And then APLA. we had done the year before. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do this year. Dina, you turning away. What you doing?
Was I ain't little, talking to you.
Was that
Gladys
I'm drinking
she's
a Diet Pepsi.
So she's
leave me
a
alone.
Diet Pepsi. She got a little gag.
Why didn't that get confiscated, too, when the camera got confiscated?
Oh, my God. I got a text.
That poor kid. Oh, from who?
My best friend is listening to the show.
Yay. Who is it?
Her name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
I love you, baby. I miss you.
We miss you, too.
I'm so excited. She said hot lesbians are listening, too.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
All I have to say is hello, pumpkin tits. And to you, too, Michael Murphy.
Why do we call her pumpkin tits?
I was going to wonder. Is that mean there?
Pumpkin tits came up a few weeks ago when we were in Venice
Beach. Oh, my
Beach.
God. Last weekend.
And, yeah, last weekend already. And this, we went to the Rooster Fish.
Oh, I like the Rooster.
I fucking love that place. Yes.
There's like some surfer boys there.
We were just going in for a drink at 6:30. We didn't leave until midnight.
I'm sure. It's a fun place. You ever been?
No, never.
We're going next weekend.
I like it there.
We have to go next week because I have to drop off magazines. Anyway, so
I dyed my hair platinum. I went there once. I was like, oh my God, I need to be blonde. And I went home and I dyed my hair platinum and went the week after thinking that would make me look like a surfer. But it didn't.
Did you dye your hair blonde the way you dyed Mikey's hair blonde?
Sweetie, you needed a surfboard.
I'm interested in this blonde thing.
Not about the blonde. No, I dyed
my hair
platinum.
Just walking with a surfboard.
I dyed my hair platinum and you know how many people came up to me and said, did you dye your hair platinum?
No.
Are you kidding me? I was like, no, I woke up scared. I hate that. What is that?
I love it. Like, did you dye your hair?
I got a crew cut or something. Did you shave your head?
They were asking him specifically, did he do his own hair? Because of how bad it looked. because he prides himself on being this facialist and makeup artist.
I know about your facial
creative. That was the type of facial she's good at. But these other ones, she tried to do Mikey's hair, and let me just tell you, it was not platinum.
It was orange.
He didn't strip it. He just got to strip it first.
I flunked color at cosmetology school. I flunked it. I failed color. Yes, I failed it.
Thank
something.
You, failed cosmetology.
You didn't practice on your Farrah? You no, did not practice on your fair.
Not hair color, just not beating her face.
Okay.
No, and I did her hair up.
She beat that
you
mug.
Did her hair up? No, but you didn't color her hair. You can't color that.
I wouldn't
that
color
doll's
that.
Hair.
She's got the perfect honey colored hair. I wouldn't touch that. Are you kidding me? They're talking about my Farrah doll. I had my sister growing up had a little Farrah hair.
Oh, does Mama know? Is Mama listening?
Well, Mama know now.
You can tell her on live radio. Teddy has never told his mother that he bought himself a Farrah doll.
Well, growing up, I was not allowed to play with it because I made it look too pretty. And now I found one on eBay, so I can play with it by myself at home anytime I want. So, like y'all do.
So, I don't have a doll.
I don't have a doll.
Oh, I had a
don't
Billy
you like
doll
playing
once.
With hair? You
honey, look at my face.
Honey, you look. No, that's true. You don't have to play with a doll. You got a doll face.
I do. I do have a doll face.
You have a doll face. I love playing with Farrah. I love hair. I should have gone to cosmetology school, but I didn't. But the story we're trying to tell was Mikey for the summer, in the beginning of the summer, we're all dark hair, so I thought the Queers of Comedy needed a blonde. So Mikey raised his hand, and he said, I'm going to go get blonde highlights. Well, in L.A., they charge like $300 to get your hair color, mm-hmm. which I think is just crazy. When you can go down to Wilshire Beauty, and for $5, you can buy bleach. Right? So that's
well,
what I
see,
think.
Who's not that is, I think that's the ideal thing. But this one did not buy bleach. She just bought hair color. Because you got to strip the hair, but she didn't strip it. She bought hair color.
I bought
put it on Mikey's hair. No, you didn't. If you would have bleached his hair,
I bought BW2. I bought BW2 and 40 Cream Developer. Don't you tell me how to bleach
they
hair. I know how to do it.
But you didn't do it. You ruined Mikey's hair.
No, I'll tell you what happened.
He came out of there looking like a caramel popcorn.
She going to lie in front of everybody.
He came out looking like caramel.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Mikey wanted a sun kiss look where there was just a couple little highlights. So I figured I would balayage it. That's what they call it.
She was that, like,
she
oh.
has been watching Strip oh, and
balayage.
So you put the bleach on the comb and you just comb it lightly through the hair just so that
balayage.
Well, I picked
yeah, but
up
Mikey doesn't have a lot of hair. To
why didn't you
with,
just put it on the foils
well,
and
I,
just rub it?
I know
across,
I don't know how to work.
You know?
I flunked foils. So I picked up the bleach to put it on the comb and I went over to go to his head and it plopped on his head.
So we got bitch slapped by the sun.
So I went to wipe
off.
Perhaps that wouldn't have happened had Teddy not been drinking.
Well, we were drinking some wine. It was a Blanco, so it was blonde. So the bleach
she's
fell on
a blabiaged it.
She did blabiaged. Oh, look at that's the comedy you can expect when coming to the quiz.
We're gonna get you a clap card.
Blabiaged.
So it fell on his head, and that part was platinum. So what was I going to do? Like
a,
I had to do the
whole
thing.
He looked like
head.
A calico cat when he left.
It was so horrible. And we had a show. No, we took those pictures for the No Hate campaign for, you know, from Adam Buska. And the gallery opening was that night. And he was like, what am I going to do? I can't go like this. I said, just think of all the press you're going to get, baby. And sure enough, it was a topic of conversation. So
his hair and who did it. That was the kind of conversation.
It was fun. Everyone's like, well, what were you going for? I'm like, well, we were Calico. Going for a sun. We were going for a sun kiss look, but we ended up with a sun fuck look. So.
I was going to say, you got some slaps. Oh like, I'm going to answer the phone quick. We've got a call. So
we have
ready?
A call.
We have a call. Yeah. Hello, this is the Dean and Greg Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is the Dean and Greg Show. Who is this?
Huh?
You're on the air online radio. Hello.
What's your name?
Oh, she did not like
she
you.
She hung up.
Is that a child?
She's. Sure. I was like, where's your mommy?
Put your mama on the phone.
Because your daddy's not
you
here.
You shouldn't be listening.
Maybe she was trying to make an appointment for me to color her hair.
What are you keep looking at? Is there a fine specimen out there?
See.
I can't see anybody.
Dina, you need to tell us.
There is one
at.
Hot little muffo out there. I want to be like her.
Invite him in.
I'm like, hey, do you want to come on a different show? I'm all, your daddy's in my house.
I love it.
Sorry, I went back to the phone call, apparently.
Yeah,
but
are they still on?
No, they're
nobody.
They're gone.
Anybody want to call? Our number is
818-602-4929. So, yeah. You want to bring up the Soul Sassy? You want to talk a little bit about...
Oh, this is what I was going to tell at the end. Oh, so.
Okay, never mind then. I'm lying. I'm done talking to you, bitch.
The show. When are you going to be at Sassy again?
She's going to bring that up at the end. She just said it.
Well, I did her there, but
well,
I
haven't been.
Be there
I haven't been booked there for a while because I'm a busy lady.
Oh,
you always leave every time we get there. You are on your way.
You know
out.
Why?
Why?
Because I have a day job.
Oh my Lord.
And she gets stupid drunk when she stays, and she do some
doesn't
serious
do well.
Dumb
I can't
shit.
Get up. I'm like I'm an old lady.
See, do you remember when they called us up on stage at one time? It was a long time ago. Do you remember that?
When you got fired?
No. Oh, you are. I did not know we were at the laundromat and she didn't bring her bleach. She was airing out my dirty laundromat.
I just thought you said a long time ago, so I figured you got
yes,
fired at
I got fired
Sassy
from
show
the Jackie Beat
at the Jackie Beat show.
Right. Oh, I don't remember when Jackie Beat came
No,
up.
It wasn't Jackie Beat. It was another show, and for some reason they couldn't get volunteers, and they ended up me and you had gone up there for something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember we were up on there somehow.
What were we doing? We was tipping them stripper boys.
Which is, you know. Mm-hmm.
I don't like doing that. That's just nasty.
Well, it's like... it's like you get a card the next day.
You get a
kidding.
Clap card.
I love those
clap
bitches.
Clap card. Clap card. Clap card. Clap card. The clap card.
So this person's calling in again.
Oh, the same person?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Maybe it was that she.
Do you want me to? I don't have to.
Perhaps it's a celebrity and they had their little retarded.
You're on the Dean and Greg Show. Hello.
Is this Team Talk Live?
Is this
no.
Who? This is Talk Live.
No, this is a radio
this
show.
This is Psychic Chat 101.
Hello, Domino's. What did you want? A large pepperoni? We can bring it over. What's your address? Somebody yelling
okay.
in the background.
Okay.
Well.
Ooh, Lord. How do I hang it up? Oh, it's hanging up.
I'm okay. She was done. She was like,
psychic,
she didn't like Domino's.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen. I finally saw Dina's Facebook picture today.
It's beautiful.
And, oh, she looked like a psychic who's going to seduce you afterwards. Come here. I'm
going to
tell you your
future. I am going to tell
you. And then you're going to get on your back and pull out your dick.
I'm going to tell you your future. In your
right
future.
Here.
You would be on top of me, yeah. Grinding sexually, and then you will have bad luck.
Forever.
Forever.
Well, you know, I have the Facebook application on my phone, so when mm-hmm. you call me, your pictures come up from Facebook, which is kind of a little bit of annoying.
Oh, you're talking about this one, right?
The new one. It came up today when I called
it's
you.
It's my phone? That one? That phone?
Yes,
that one?
That
my
one.
Phone? And then all of a sudden, all y'all's pictures uh-huh. are popping up. And you're all, who's this beautiful lady?
And I thought, but the thing is, like, you're used to people's pictures, so you're like, oh, this is so-and-so calling. But when they change your Facebook picture, you're like, okay, who's calling? And then I look at the picture, I was like, oh, my God, Cher's calling me.
Whoa. If I could turn back home.
Oh, my God. But who takes your pictures?
I do.
Your pictures are beautiful.
I'm like, a lot of them I take myself, or I either take, or you know, they're just taken unprofessionally.
You take them like
but the
this,
one
with your hand, like or like a tripod, or
yes, girl.
Shut up. They look so professional.
My arms look smaller, look small, but they are longer than you can. I'm like, girl, I can take a picture. Pictures. Thanks.
Well, you know how to pose. That's from watching all that modeling shit.
Girl, you know it. Hello.
We also had some. We also had some promo pictures taken before the show started, but
and we
our photographer has not got them back to us.
The pictures with the cat suit when I was a lot thinner.
Oh, we just thought that was a corset.
That's what it was. That was Ricky Middlesworth, and he's an amazing photographer. So amazing, and he's pretty reasonable.
Does he allow you to keep the rights to them?
For some of them,
yeah, because a lot of photographers that we get calls for them to take our picture, and we can't keep the image, which drives me crazy.
We get to use it though.
We get to use it. We have to use the photo.
He did it for me. I don't know what his standard is. You know, hi.
It was special favor.
I wish. Whatever. He was like, I want to take this picture of you, and I'm like, I want some promo shots. Okay, perfect.
See.
So it turned out good.
It's trade, girl.
Yeah, sadly, it ain't the kind of trade I like. I'm all, a gay boy is not going to eat my pussy.
Perhaps.
Girl, they ain't going to.
Not even drunk.
He's like, I'll eat your pussy. Just kidding.
Somebody in the control room just raised their hand.
Oh,
my
leash. I love it. You know.
That is hot.
If anybody wants to buy my pussy.
Is it for sale?
Pussy for rent.
You need a pair of panties that has like a for sale sign down
there. I know, right?
Oh my God.
I need somebody to buy it.
She got Century 21 working on this shit.
It was sent to me FedEx COD, but it got returned because I didn't have the money.
She got Caldwell Banker on it.
Yeah. So
yeah. Hi.
Do we have a caller?
No. No, we got nothing.
No.
Let's tell a story.
Tell a story. Introduce us to one of your friends.
Let's tell a story. Come on.
Mikey, do you want to say anything?
Mikey, mute. Let's mute Mikey. He's Tiny Tim.
Did you say mutant Mikey?
It's muted Mikey.
It's Ditsy Dior.
We should tell a story about how we almost died going to Florida on the plane.
Tell it.
That was,
honestly, it was the worst flight we've ever experienced.
What is it with all of the airlines like dropping from the skies these nowadays?
I blame the economy and Oprah.
Really?
I think old planes and old things eventually fall, and they all fall out of the sky. That's what I think.
I'm falling.
That actually happened to me when I got thrown out of Fiesta Cantina.
We get thrown out of a lot of places.
We do get thrown out of a lot of places.
We do guerrilla comedy sometimes, where we'll just infiltrate a place when we're trying to like promote something, and 9 times out of 10 they are escorting our butts out of there.
Escorting.
I don't know why. they hire an escort service for us.
For some reason though, they turn on us.
I don't have the money.
Gorilla, have you heard of the Gorilla Gay Bar? We talked about this last week.
No.
Channel.
You know,
and that would be interesting to do it one night and then turn it into
a comedy.
Like, yeah.
No, that's when they're bust. Like you get bussed around to straight bars, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a big bus of gay people, and they get bussed. Yeah, I love that.
So I signed up for the email list, but I haven't gotten anything
for the Gorilla people.
Yeah.
Well,
it's supposed to be every Friday. I'm so sad.
Do we know who's the promoter? Who's promoting?
I don't know. It was just a thing on.
We looked it up
on the Google.
When I first,
it was on the Google.
I used to do Gorilla comedy. We used to do like infiltrate places and just start doing stand up, like at laundromats and stuff. That was not fun or pretty. The first place I ever did comedy was that laundromat on Santa Monica and what's that cross street, Gardner?
Yeah.
The Lavanderia, what's it called?
It
was called the Lavanderia.
No, Santa Monica and like, yeah, Gardner.
Yeah, it's right.
That was the first time I did comedy too.
Next to a liquor store.
I think his name was Michael. Kenny, something like that.
You're going to be doing some comedy.
Yes, we're working on it.
First, I just want to hear a quick story because I did want to ask
tell
this
me
earlier.
A story. Yeah.
I don't want to tell a story. I want to ask a story. God,
listen
with your eyes.
Ask a story.
How'd you guys meet?
How did we meet?
Yeah, how did you guys meet?
Well, I was on a bus.
coming from Tallahassee. And this one sat next to me and offered me a piece of her sandwich.
Yeah, and I have a purse in my lap.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. Hello, Gullible.
I feel like that was a movie I saw.
I know. That. It was Trip to Bountiful.
Rosa Parks.
It was Trip to Bountiful. Oh, and Bountiful. No.
Yeah, and they told Corey to get to the back of the bus. They let me stay up front.
Of course.
We met because I was doing my one-man show, Uncut. It's my foreskin's fault. And I knew Mikey from just kind of like the gayborhood, and I knew he was into comedy, so I was like, hey, why don't you open for me? So I booked him and a couple other people, and then he was doing comedy at Bruce Daniels' night, and I guess he was dating Teddy's friend Rob at the time. Mm-hmm. And Rob was like, hey, I have this
comedian friend who wants to kind of form a group. Do you want to be a part of it? And I was like, hell no.
He was like, I got to see him first.
Yeah.
So then they go to see him, and then Teddy by there met me, and then they came to M-Bar for my whole show. And then Mikey was like, let's get together and call ourselves the Princesses of Comedy.
Well, I didn't like that, the Princesses of Comedy. I was like, I am not a princess, honey. I am a queen.
So then she goes, and I actually already own the URL, which she didn't. She had to go and buy the next day. But that was the reason why we went with Queers of Comedy, because she said I own rights to the URL.
I wanted to be the real Queens of Comedy. And then I thought, okay, whatever. I couldn't get that domain name, and I couldn't trademark it. So then I looked up, well, what else could it be? So I thought, oh, Queers of Comedy. So then very tactfully I called back Mikey, and I was like, well, I'll think about doing it if, you know, and if you'd like, I do own the name Queers of Comedy, by the way. And he was like, oh, that's fantastic. I was like, see? That's your secret.
Thank God it was available.
Oh, worked, yeah. That's how we met, and three years later.
And we have been through some she-ah together.
Mm-hmm. She-ah.
We have. We've had some fun.
That's like a religion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a she-ah. We are Shiite Muslims. We have so much fun together. It's not even real. Like, people get jealous. I mean, they really
they do.
That's how
my boyfriend gets a little jealous sometimes.
And my new boyfriend every night gets a little jealous.
Teddy, I saw your boyfriend. I'll take care of him when he gets jealous. I'm like, hey, boo boo.
So let's do a little promoting to go
okay.
for it.
So tell us your website or how people can find you.
We're at queersofcomedy.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a fan page on Facebook called The QOC. You could do either one of us individually, Teddy Margus, Corey Schneider, Mikey Scott. Mm-hmm. You can also MySpace us, but who the hell does that anymore?
I know, because it's hard to pull up.
It's so hard to pull up.
It's kind of like my ex-boyfriend.
And how else? Oh, and don't forget to YouTube our videos and comment on them.
YouTube, because they are funny.
They're funny. You see me out in that mm-hmm. outfit that one. We were all out and dragged that
girl. I got an idea for that one.
We were racking up for the last an hour tonight at all your videos in her office.
You know, the funny thing is when we were getting ready to go do, Mikey wanted to have a birthday party called Birthdays Are a Drag. Mm-hmm. Because he was, like, getting older and everyone hates it, whatever. So we went out and we were going to, we all decided we were going to do drag. So we got a hotel room and everyone was getting all ready, and I wanted to be last because I was fussing around and I can't not put makeup on when I'm sweating. So I needed everybody to leave, and I patted my face down and I just cooled off. I had a cocktail and I did my makeup and I put on a little wig and I look in the mirror and I go, oh my God, I look like Dina Martinez.
And then who did we see out on the boulevard?
That night.
Dina Martinez.
Oh my God.
That was the night
I
met you guys,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That was exciting. That was exciting.
Awesome.
That was a wet dream for Teddy to come
that
true.
That was?
Teddy
shut
all day,
your mouth.
Like, no, all day. I swear to God, he was like, oh my God. You know, Dina Martinez has got to see me. Oh my God, I look just like her.
I love you, man. He had his hair pulled back
with his little wiglet on, and he was so sure. And then the fact that we ran into you, and all night, that's all I heard. Oh my God, I can't believe we ran into Dina Martinez.
I said, could you imagine? I just said, I look like Dina Martinez. She don't have one name, Dina. So her full name is Dina Martinez.
And one of these days, I might have a low-cut thing like that, too. I'm going to do that. So, wonderful. You guys can find us on DinaAndGregShow.com. And you can find me on Facebook /Dina.Martinez. And we're about to start putting up YouTube videos. And we're on YouTube /DinaAndGregShow.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
By
next week, the Housewives of Superior, Wisconsin will be up.
Okay.
They will be.
She keeps telling me that. A few things this week and coming up. We've got the Soul of Sassy tomorrow night.
Yay, we love Sassy.
At Here Lounge with Jasmine Masters, Mayhem, Shangela, who that bitch can dance.
Like she can drop it like it's hot. Uh-huh. She does that. Shablam.
She's a Dallas girl,
you
honey.
You got 1 minute just so you
and know. Then Barbecue. We've got Tuesday Drunk on Stage at Akbar. October 2nd is our party, Autumn Outrage, which will be coming up and having a good time. We've got the Thanksgiving Week, which is our big mini tour.
Mini Midwestern tour.
Wisconsin and hopefully Chicago.
Minneapolis.
Dina, if we go to Dallas, you can open for us, right?
I'd love that.
All right.
No, I'm for real. 20 seconds go.
And then Equality March is October 9th and through the 11th in Washington. So keep in contact with us. Facebook. Our website, which needs to be, how am I doing on time?
You got 20 seconds.
Our website needs to be updated because I need to find somebody who can do it for me to make it easy because my computer's down and my 42-inch plasma TV, my sister's got stolen.
Do you have a Mac or PC?
I got a broken computer.
She got an STD.
It ain't working.
Well, thank you guys so much
thank
for
you guys. Tonight.
Seriously, you come back again. Really?
Yes.
Seriously, we love you. This is the Dina and Greg Show. I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
Have a great week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.